warning. When Keanu finds out about one of our stories this week, there's going to be hell to pay. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, May the 12th, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up this week in episode 157,
Florida Man wants his roommate to suck the worm out.
Florida Man finds his own private island is a small world after all.
Florida Man dialed the wrong number for Uber Eats.
And Florida Man does the right thing and wins a big gulp.
Plus, a Florida Man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Alrighty, here we are in day 5,261 of quarantine-ish. Things are starting to reopen a little bit. People getting out in public some.
Yeah, somebody tweeted the other day that nobody's even mentioned the fact that the last normal day was Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's true.
Was it March?
February.
March.
March? Seems like it's been a long time.
Yep. That was the last day I was actually in the office.
You know what we should have done, though, during this? A friend of mine, a band that I work with, he gave us, me and the intern, a mask. He made us a mask.
Uh-huh.
With their logo on it. We should have done Florida Man mask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my daughter was sewing a bunch of them up. I just didn't have any material that had our logo on it. We could have done a... Well, you know what? If there's a second round of this shit that comes around, we'll do that. We'll do it on the next epidemic.
I didn't warn. Yeah, we'll do it on the next one. The next pandemic that comes around.
Yep.
But we do have an update this week from our... from Mia. Mm-hmm. Is it me or Maya?
Mia.
About Duck Joel and Duck Phil, which we covered last week. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read that to you now. We got an update. Duck Joel and Duck Phil are clearly so happy here and loving all of the grass and sun. I don't think they ever had access to grass before, just mud. Joel is a real pimp with the girls, but Phil is a genuine, gentle soul with giant balls. I'm going to keep adding to their album of adventures, including Joel's romantic endeavors, which provide a classic view of duck mating behavior.
So she's making duck porn.
Yeah. It totally looks like duck rape to the unfamiliarized, and all of the males pile on one female at the same time in a ridiculous display of standardized breeding chaos.
Have you ever seen an orgy? Have you ever seen a duck's penis?
I've never pulled the feathers back to look, Joel.
They are shaped like a corkscrew, and they got spikes all over them. It cannot be comfortable for the she-duck.
For compilation, huh?
Unless it's so ripped for her pleasure. But
coitus must be, I don't know if that would classify as pleasurable coitus. Birds are weird, but eternally entertaining. Almost as entertaining as Florida's everlasting font of jackassery. I'll have to send you guys some eggs sometimes. Uh-oh. That's going to hope that maybe boil them first. How about that? They are exquisite, organic, and from 100% rescue chickens and ducks. Gracias, amigos. Hasta luego.
You know what that means for our English-speaking listeners?
Yeah, I do.
And what does it mean?
Gracias, amigos, is thank you, friends. And hasta luego is have a nice day.
Close. Until then.
Until then. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm a little concerned about eggs in the mail. Might be fine. You never know. Be a lot of packaging. A lot of styrofoam. Probably.
How do you prepare your eggs, Phil?
On a stove, mostly.
What style?
Scrambled, is it over hard or over? I don't know what that one's called. You fry them, you just crack the egg and put in a frying pan and you bust the yolk and then you just flip it. Just basically fried.
Okay.
But now scrambled.
I like mine mixed up with some flour and some oil and some butter and sugar and cocoa and then baked in a oven for at 350 for about 40 minutes. Makes a wonderful chocolate cake.
Oh. What do you, so you don't eat eggs? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, that's where you're going. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, that's fucking nasty. I'm like, what the
hell? Nope.
Goddamn fixing breakfast to you stuff. Yeah, I like eggs. So we're glad to have this week, things getting back to a little bit normal here in South Florida. A little bit more traffic. Some of the stores are starting to open a little bit. So
I wouldn't know. I haven't left the house in almost a month.
Really?
We went to Home Depot last week. So it's not.
Did you wear a mask?
Oh, fuck yeah. I got an N95 mask that I found in my workbench.
Oh, I found one too. But I ain't going out anywhere. I go to the store every night when I run out of beer. That's about it.
Nah,
everything Publix. Else we have delivered. Actually, we have the beer delivered too. That's a lie.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, I got this. This camera's backwards. Okay.
So your part's like in the middle.
Now. It is. Damn it.
Yeah, you can't use it as a mirror. You can't use the camera as a mirror.
Nobody's looking at you. I ain't had a haircut in 6 months. So this is, it's
6 months.
Yeah. The intern, we bought some clippers and we had a haircut last Thursday for date night. And,
wow, that's exciting. I bet
it was. It was.
That really got her engine going, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I ain't one to brag, but I will.
Although the sound may
have been. Yeah.
Hit some Pavlovian response.
Yeah, it could have been. But it was, it was quite traumatic. The chunks of hair falling down on me. God. Yeah.
No, I definitely haven't had a haircut. Because you know who my barber / hair stylist is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she would kick my ass if I went anywhere else to have it cut.
Oh, yeah. I do the sports clips thing. I like to watch the sports. Well, I know sports now, but I like to watch the sports things, and then they get the little hair massage thing, the scalp massage, and that stuff in there. It's kind of nice.
The hot towel is nice.
The hot towel is great. Yep. Sometimes you catch it, you'll catch a deal, and you get a twofer with the towels.
Yeah, you get the hot towel, then you do the cool towel.
Oh, I don't do the cool. I don't like the cool.
It's fucking Florida in the middle of the summer. You got to do the cool towel once.
No. It messes up the pores.
That's why you do the hot towel first and then the cool towel.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, they never told me that.
The hot towel gets you to open it up, open up the pores, and you get all the sweat out, and then the cool towel absorbs it all and cools you off.
I did not know that. Well, I've learned something new today.
Yep.
And before we get into our first story, I do have a one small shout out. One of my bestest buddies, his birthday is today. So, Mr. Baker, if you're listening to Florida Man, happy birthday, brother.
Yeah, and we've got a big anniversary coming up here this Sunday. As of Sunday, following when this episode drops, we have been doing this podcast for 2 years.
Two long years. It don't seem like it's been 2 years. I made a mistake.
You know what? This last month and a half, it seems longer than the previous 22 and a half months.
Oh, 2 years, Joel. Yep. So what are we going to do for our 2 year anniversary?
Well, I think next Tuesday, it'll be this Tuesday when this episode drops, we'll do a live stream. We'll put and that's going to be for our patrons only. We'll do a patron only live stream. We've got a new app called Get Vocal. And that'll let all of our patrons, they can just log in with their Patreon log in and watch us and they can chat with us. And if they want to, they can jump in because we can have a couple guests on our live stream. So, and it will definitely be more user friendly and easier, and we won't get cut off like we did with the Zoom call we did before. Why is the intern choking you?
So I had to get the lid for my Yeti, which turned out to be an Artek, which is aggravating me a little bit. But
because they don't match, or because it's like 1 millimeter off in size.
It just, that 1 millimeter matters, Joel. So if this works and we're successful with it, we're going to attempt to be able to allow all of our patrons to watch us as we record this and interact with us as we record.
Yes.
If this works going forward. Oh, that's the perk of being a patron subscriber.
Yep.
Now we're not gonna do a just straight out video feed. We're not editing video. You're gonna hear all the bullshit and all the stuff behind the scenes.
A lot of bullshit.
And
when we have to pause to go take a leak or go get a refill.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to deal with that.
Which happens a lot. We're old.
Phil's prostate is a little swollen up.
Hey, speak for yourself. You're the slut, remember? Slutty Duck Joel.
Oh, one of our patrons, I forget who said it, but they liked the idea of the Slutty Grim Reaper Halloween costume, and that's going to be her costume this year. I think it was Jessica.
Was it?
I believe so. So we're waiting on photos of that one. We're going to hold you to that.
But that's October, right?
Yeah.
Halloween.
Usually. Right? Yeah. Halloween's usually in
usually
October.
Usually October. Is it? They didn't change it this year, right? Because of the pandemic?
Not yet. They might. You never know.
All righty. Well, let's get into this week's story. The first one comes from clickorlando.com. Florida man stabs roommate in attempt to release Satan from his blood. Now, I do enjoy a good exorcism, but I don't know. I've never read anything where releasing the blood is how you get Satan out of you. I think you kind of have to have a priest or a man of the cloth for that.
I don't know. Have you ever watched Supernatural?
No.
When they stab somebody who's, possessed by a demon, the demon will escape.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they can't inhabit a dead body, so they got to get out of there before the body dies.
Well, yeah, that's murder. I'm just talking about that if you don't want to kill the host or kill the...
Right. Yeah, that's one of the downsides on that particular show is, to really get the demon out, if they don't want to come out, you kind of have to sacrifice the host.
That's a bad day.
Usually, yeah.
That doesn't usually end well.
Nope.
All right, so a Florida man is behind bars after stabbing his roommate in the chest before turning the knife on himself, claiming he committed the crime to release Satan, according to the Seminole County Sheriff's Office.
Now, if you think Satan is in your roommate...
Why do you stab yourself?
Yeah. And, I mean, I've had some roommates that have acted like Satan, but I never stabbed them.
No. Poisoned them a few times, but not.
Oh, no, I just moved out. She wouldn't flush the toilet at night.
She'd leave a floater?
She'd leave a floater. She was a, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down in the morning.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when I'm the one that got up early to go to work. She had an afternoon shift.
I'm just impressed she had a female roommate. Oh, deputies responded to Vista Haven Apartments along Geranium Lane in Sanford Wednesday in reference to a stabbing. And when they arrived, deputies found a subject cutting himself with a knife and a victim suffering from a stab wound, according to a report. The male harming himself was restrained and identified as 25-year-old Joseph Dolash. He attempted to resist deputies and was held to the ground when he began making comments such as, "Satan will come out of my wound, you will see. Satan is still in me. Satan was a worm and is going to come out of me. And if I can't talk, Satan will kill me." Record show.
I bet that last one was in response to the "you have the right to remain silent."
Yeah. Deputies said the victim lying on the ground appeared to have a stab wound to his chest, and it was later determined that he was the roommate of Dolash. When deputies asked him about his injured roommate, Dolash said, "Can't say, he's Satan."
Nope. I stabbed him.
Yeah.
Satan didn't come out. So it's not him. Must be me.
My bad.
Shit. This is a bad day.
It's a bad day.
The egg is on my face.
Woo. I had a 50-50
chance.
Hold
on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me,
Yeah. According to a report, deputies then made their way to Dolash's apartment where blood was found on the walls and floors. Deputies said they located a fixed blade knife with a wooden handle covered in blood. That's a knife, all right.
That's usually a
fixed blade knife with a wooden handle.
Yeah. That's some crack police work right there.
I know, right?
You think that's the one they stabbed him with? The knife covered in
blood? I don't know. Let's make a mold of it, and you know, the entrance wound.
Wondered if the blood spawn on the walls and doors was
it in the
like
pentagram,
or what did they? Yeah, did they do like
the circle
and pentagrams and things?
The victim was transported to a local hospital for his injuries, where he later told deputies that Dolash held a kitchen knife to his throat and then cut him multiple times.
He's lucky he went for the chest and not the throat.
I know. Dolash told the victim that the devil was in him and he needed to get the worm out.
Well, what's the worm?
What does
the worm have to do with
the devil? I've seen this stuff now, and I'm not a novice at it. I've watched some movies and I watched The Exorcist. I never heard the Satan inside of a body referred to as a worm.
Unless he's in the blood and you got to travel through the veins and everything. The worm would be the best shape for that.
Before he proceeded to stab him, according to the investigator. Oh, get the worm out before he proceeded to stab him. Dolash then told the victim to suck the worm and devil out of his blood from the cut on his wrist. So he cut his wrist and then wanted the other guy to suck the worm out. When witnesses saw Dolash and the victim outside of the apartment.
Usually when you say suck the worm.
You're thinking tequila.
It's either tequila or it's not your wrist.
Damn. The witnesses saw Dolash and the victim outside the apartment. The victim still had the knife in his chest.
Oh.
Deputy said. Jail records show Dolash was arrested on one charge of first degree premeditated attempted murder and one count of sexual assault and battery. Whoa. Where'd that come from?
Sucking the worm.
I just got that. I'm sorry. How is that? Oh, all right. How'd they get him for sexual assault?
I think there's something they might not be telling
us.
They
didn't put something in here. He's being held at Seminole
Unless
County
he tried
Jail
to
without
suck
bond.
Something out of the guy's.
What the
bones?
Hell? How did we get one count of sexual assault when he sliced him on the.
Did he grab his junk?
Wait a minute. What were these two like roommates but partners?
It doesn't say that.
Wow. I don't know where the sexual. I don't know. I don't, that doesn't. That, yeah, I'm grasping at straws.
They
kind of
glossed over that part in the story, didn't they?
Wow. That was a. I want to know what the damn sexual assault came from. Well, he's at Seminole County Jail.
It's sucking on the worm.
Maybe so. Maybe we should go ask him. He's at Seminole County Jail. Anybody up in Seminole County, go over and ask him. Name Dolash.
Or we could just try to find the.
We're Seminole County,
but you know that'd be work. And
we're Seminole County. Is that Orlando
on the show?
No, we don't. We don't investigate. We just read.
Story number two: Florida man arrested for trying to quarantine himself on a private island in Disney World.
I like this one. This is creative.
This yeah,
I like this one a lot.
You know, you got to expect that there's probably not a lot of people going to be looking for you there. This story comes to us from Fox13News.com. Florida deputies arrested a man who had been living out his quarantine on a shuttered Disney World island, telling authorities it felt like, quote, a tropical paradise.
Well, it was. Yeah, it's in the middle of Disney World.
So, yeah, private island in the middle of nowhere in Florida. Yeah, that's pretty tropical. Orange County Sheriff's deputies found Richard McGuire on Disney's Discovery Island on Thursday. He said he'd been there since Monday or Tuesday and had planned to camp there for a week, according to an arrest report. The 42-year-old said he didn't hear numerous deputies searching the private island for him on foot, by boat, and by air because he was asleep in a building. He told deputies he didn't know it was a restricted area, despite there being numerous no trespassing signs.
All right, so I want to stop right there a second.
Okay.
Now we live with 3 hours ish from Disney World. I don't go there very often. I've only been a couple times. Now I'm not familiar with Discovery Island.
That's because it hasn't been open for over 20 years.
That's what I thought. All right. So that was the one that they had, and then they closed it, and it's
right. I believe there's some websites that have photos of a bunch of defunct Disney parks. I don't know if this is one of them that I've seen, but there's a bunch of really cool photos of these parks that they've just basically closed down and let go to hell. I don't know if this is one of them, but
This was Discovery Island featured several animals meant to display diverse wildlife, but was officially closed and abandoned in 1999 due to the popularity of Animal Kingdom 21 years ago.
Oh yeah, I guess that.
One explorer,
Animal Kingdom's been around for 21 years? Jesus.
One explorer visited the park recently and snapped several eerie photos, including snakes preserved in bottles, old staff photos, and some baby vultures.
Huh. Yeah.
So that's the kind of place that
urban explorers will go and take pictures of, but not camp out for a fucking week.
Right. So that's this park, with this part of the park, for those of you not familiar with Disney World, this part of the park has been closed and abandoned for 20 years. And he broke into the place and decided he was going to camp out there for a week. Now, what did he bring with him to? It didn't give. I don't know that it gave all of the things that. Forget the fact that Disney World is closed. Mm-hmm. Discovery Island's been closed for 20 years with no trespassing signs. No way, you know, you got to know what you're looking for to get there. But he planned to camp there for a week.
I'm assuming he just assumed that security was not even going to be bothering with that one because it's closed. They just got to worry about people trying to get to the open parks or the parks that were open.
Now the island, it truly is an island.
Yeah.
So it is. It's an island in the middle of, obviously, it's one of their lakes, but it is truly an island. So he had to have a boat or some way to get there.
Right. Because you don't want to just swim in a random lake in
not
Central
here,
Florida.
No. Now, the other part of the story that I'm confused about is they didn't hear the numerous deputies searching the private island for him. Why were they searching for him? So did they see the boat there or however?
Maybe. They probably figured out that I'm sure there's some security cameras there or something. There's something that alerted them to the fact that he was there. But then he went into a building.
Now I'm looking at the map. Yeah, there are some buildings there. They're still. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to tear them down. They're just going to leave them.
That's pretty
neat.
Costs
money to tear buildings down.
It truly is just an abandoned island. And there's buildings there because there's a dock. Yeah. Interesting.
You got to give this guy credit for having a great idea.
I guess he just took a boat over there and they saw the boat or whatever at the thing. And then that's when they went and just where they found him.
Yep. Huh. So continuing on with the story, quote, Richard stated that he was unaware of that and that it looked like a tropical paradise, according to the arrest report. Orange County Marine deputies on Bay Lake used a public address system to tell McGuire he was not allowed to be on the property. But he remained on the island anyway, according to the arrest report. A security representative for Disney said she saw McGuire using a company boat Thursday, noting that the area had several no trespassing signs and two closed gates. So he stole one of Disney's own boats.
He stole the boats and took it out there.
That's how they found him. And she asked the agency to press charges. McGuire was arrested on a trespassing charge and taken to jail without incident. It was not immediately clear whether he had an attorney who could comment. Previously called Treasure Island, Discovery Island had been the site of a zoological park before the island was closed to the public in 1999.
Damn. That's pretty cool. Yeah, illegal. Illegal, but still cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of hidden stuff on Disney property. Disney owns a lot of land, like thousands and thousands of acres. And you know, sometimes their business ventures don't exactly end up being as successful as, Disney World, Epcot.
True.
So when you got thousands of acres, you can just close one park and open a couple more.
Story number three, our trace for our Spanish-speaking friends, comes to us from one of my favorite websites, Smoking Gun, and sent to us by Allison. Florida man tried to pin weapons wrap on John Wick. Now, John Wick, I'm assuming we're talking about the movie.
Yes.
Keanu Reeves, John Wick. Okay.
Have you seen
I have not.
I haven't really seen it. It was kind of on in the room where I was at one time, and I only saw John Wick 3, but didn't really follow the plot. There was just a lot of shooting and killing and stabbing and fighting, and I mean, it looked like a good movie.
After cops found a pair of firearms and a Kevlar vest in his SUV, a Florida man disavowed ownership of the weapons, claiming he had sold the vehicle, quote, to his cousin John Wick. An arrest affidavit states.
Another cousin.
Yep.
We had a cousin last week that wasn't really a cousin.
Yeah. Responding early Wednesday, very loosely, to a 9/11 call about a domestic violence incident, cops questioned Gethro?
Gethro. No H.
Oh, Gethro?
Still no H.
Gethro.
Getro is how I would say it. Like Metro.
Oh, but a G.
Yeah.
I should have picked up on that. Getro Gellin. Gellin.
One of those.
Gellin. Age 27, at his residence in Port St. Lucie, a woman told police that Gellin shoved her to the ground and threatened her with a firearm.
Well, that's not very nice.
No. After the victim said that Gellin may have hidden the gun in his Porsche. Did I say Porsche or Porsche?
I would go Porsche.
Porsche. SUV, being the Cayenne, I'm assuming. Cops searched the vehicle and recovered the Glock 21 pistol, a semi-automatic rifle, and a bulletproof vest.
Are bulletproof vests legal to own?
Yeah.
I've heard. Yeah?
Yeah.
I've heard varying things.
You can buy them on the internet. I mean, you wouldn't sell them liberally on the internet if you couldn't. Yeah, you could buy them. They're legal.
Yeah, they never sell anything on the internet that's not legal.
No, but have. I mean, it's not. I'm saying it's. But it's on. You can buy them at many different websites. If it was illegal,
you'd have to go on the.
You'd have to go on the dark web, the black market, the dark market on the black web. But when asked about the guns in his auto, Gellin replied he had sold the Porsche to his cousin John Wick. Gellin subsequently stated he lied about the name, but that he would not reveal his cousin's name.
Well, if you sold it to him, shouldn't his name be on the title?
You don't tie.
Or
you don't,
registration?
You don't have to register guns in Florida.
No, the Porsche.
Oh, the Porsche. Yeah, true. John Wick is the title character in a blood and bullet-soaked movie franchise starring Keanu Reeves. Wick is a retired hitman with an arsenal of weapons for whom gunplay is part of his daily routine. Gellin was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and domestic battery. He's being held in the county jail in lieu of $3,500 bond.
What's your favorite Keanu Reeves movie?
Easy. None.
Really?
Actually, all right, I'm a lie.
Point Break was good.
Point Break, probably. I'm going to go Point Break.
The Matrix?
Keanu's not my most appealing actor, I guess.
Really?
No. He's not. I mean it's
he's
pretty...
a musician, too. He plays bass in Dog Star.
I know. But he's not one of those, new Keanu Reeves movie's out, you know?
No, but...
He's no Rambo, you know? He's no Terminator.
No, but he's Neo.
Yeah, that was just a good plot.
Yeah, well, the first one was.
The first one. The other three was... Yeah.
Have you the Animatrix shorts?
No.
Those are pretty good. I've actually got a DVD that has... the three Matrix movies and then the Animatrix also. So it was like a box set, but all in one disc. It was pretty good.
No, I've not watched these. I may have to check them out. Right now, we're almost through with season 11 and about to start 12 of Big Bang Theory. I've not seen the last episode yet. Very excited about this. Food fight! Now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
And this week, our Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from NBC-2.com.
Is that here? That's ours,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, point of order. All right.
Florida man arrested after asking deputies for booze and ice cream.
Mm.
That could be anybody we know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Punta Gorda man. What's that?
I said, in that order.
Yep. A Punta Gorda man called 911 multiple times and asked deputies to deliver him some ice cream and liquor. According to Charlotte County deputies.
All right, so Punta Gorda.
And you got to pronounce that right. It's Punta Gorda, not Puta Gorda.
Right.
Because one means different. Fat point.
Yeah.
And the other one means fat bitch.
Correct. So the Weather Channel, not the Weather Channel, sorry, on the CB, the radio, the weather station. They changed it a couple years ago, but it used to, every time they would come up, because it's a robot. It's a synthesized voice reading the things, you know.
Right.
And it would, it always kind of, boom, the Gorda. They finally changed it. It was for years. I had it on CB, and you could throw it on the weather, just listen to the weather, the tides and stuff like that, the weather offshore. And it's a boom, the Gorda.
They upgraded their.
They did. They upgraded the software. I guess maybe it's kind of Siri-like now.
Gotcha. Well, last Saturday, deputies responded to a Punta Gorda apartment after Michael James Gables, age 65, called 911 to report an emergency. When deputies arrived at Gables' apartment, he asked them to take a $20 bill that was on the couch and return to his place with some liquor. Yeah, 911 is not your handyman gopher task runner. Deputies told Gable that needing a liquor delivery was not an emergency, and if he called again, then he would be charged with misuse of 911. Gables told the deputies that he understood. The next day, Gables made another emergency call to 911 operators, who dispatched deputies to his apartment, according to the sheriff's office. This time, Gables asked the deputies to take his ice cream out of the freezer since he wasn't able to get out of his recliner. Guess he found the liquor.
Uh-huh.
Since Gables wasn't in distress or in need of medical attention, deputies placed him under arrest for misuse of 911.
At least he didn't ask him for the remote.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you go get him my ice cream out of the freezer?
Get your ass off the couch and get your own damn ice cream, dude.
All right, now it's time for the headlines for this week. These are stories where really the headline tells the entire story. These are stories from this week in Florida that caught our attention, but didn't necessarily warrant an entire episode of our entire segment. That's what I'm looking for. Segment devoted to it. So here we go. The first headline for this week. Florida man coughed on a store employee to express frustration over social distancing.
Nice guy.
Yeah. Officials say Christopher Canfora told them he didn't expect anyone to understand his sense of humor. Allison sent us that one. Florida woman's stimulus check was deposited to her bank account, but she died in December.
She's not going to be able to spend that.
The woman's son wants to know how to return the funds. I've seen a bunch of that of where, because they took all the stuff from 2018. If you hadn't filed 2019 taxes yet, then
right,
which got extended to July, then they just went off 2018 information.
Yep.
So they got all these things, all these checks and out to debt to people that have passed away.
I mean, a lot of people have died in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
They didn't really think that one through, did they?
Well, what other way are we going to do it? Otherwise, you'd have had to go online and fill out an application and stuff and then process it. And they wanted to get in the public's hand as quick as possible, so they just sent it to everybody who filed. Okay. Florida woman faces over 260 prescription drug fraud charges.
And this isn't the one from who worked in Walgreens that we covered last week.
In 2 years, medical assistant Kelly Gaffney was able to get 2,760 morphine pills, 5,160 oxycodone pills, and 1,330 lorazepam pills using prescription forms she stole from her employer.
You'd think she'd get caught.
That's a lot of pills.
Yeah. Lorazepam is Ativan,
which is
a narcotic, I believe. Painkiller.
Painkiller. All right. This one I actually saw today. 90-pound barrel of marijuana washes up on the Florida shore.
And I went and I did the math on that. Did you know that there is a website that will tell you the street value of marijuana in pretty much any city in the United States?
I did not.
The current going rate. And apparently the current going rate in Fort Myers is $1,300 per pound. And why is my screen blank? My screenshot. Yeah, $1,300 a pound here in Fort Myers. It didn't say where the marijuana washed up, but 90 pounds at $1,300 a pound is $117,000.
Wow. It was in a big blue barrel.
Yeah, one of those big 60-gallon rain barrel things. I guess, 90 pounds in one of those barrels isn't really going to fill the whole thing up. So, it'll float.
That's the headlines for this week. How come 90 pounds of weed never washes up close to my house?
Because you don't live on the water.
Yeah, I guess it'd be a hurricane at that point, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd have more to worry about than unloading some free weed. You ready to fill in a blank this time?
Yep, I'm not going to choose Python this week. So I'm going to ask you straight up, is Python the answer?
Python is not one of these.
All right, so I'm not going to do it this week.
All right, so fill in the blank. Florida man avoided a friend for a year after pawning his blank.
Gun.
Incorrect. Think bigger.
Florida. House. He pawned his house.
Think smaller.
Oh, not that big. Okay.
Not that big.
Car.
You are correct. You want to go for double points and guess what kind of a car it was? I'll give you a hint. It's a luxury brand.
Lexus.
Think bigger.
Ferrari.
Not quite that big.
BMW?
Audi. Jaguar.
Technically it's Jaguar.
Yeah.
If you made me say Porsche, then we got to say Jaguar.
That's just so people don't call it a Jaguar. From TampaBay.com, A St. Petersburg man has been arrested on charges that he borrowed a $60,000 Jaguar from a longtime friend, then pawned the car and avoided his friend for a year. Man, that's the way you do it.
Yep. Yes, they weren't that close.
Hein C. Lay, age 46, was arrested Tuesday on charges of grand theft auto and title fraud, according to arrest reports. The theft of the car occurred in November of 2018. Lay borrowed the car from a friend he had known for 20 years. Then he went to the DMV with a forged power of attorney document and obtained the title for the car, reports state. That's some balls right there.
I know.
He's got bigger balls than Duck Phil.
I know. That's strong.
With the title in his hand, he went to a pawn shop in Tampa and pawned the car several times over the next few days, ultimately losing the car to the shop when he could no longer pay $30,000 to get it back, reports state. He was pawning this car for almost $30,000.
So he did several times. So it means that they gave him $30,000 because that's what they would, if it's a $60,000 car, they'll give you half of it. So they pawned him $30,000. He paid back the $30,000, went back and pawned it again, and then probably two or three times to get $30,000. And then the last time he didn't have the money to pay the $30,000, so they sold it. They kept it.
Yeah, his dog came in last place, and
well, that's done now.
Yep. I'm just assuming about the gambling. But his friend tried for a year to reach Lay and figure out what happened to his car, but Lay avoided him. The friend eventually hired a private investigator to try to find the car, report states. Pinellas Park police investigated and made the arrest. Lay was released from the Pinellas County Jail on $7,000 bail. I mean, that's a deal.
Car's gone. It cost you $7,000 to get out of jail, but you probably got
$700.
Yeah. You can go to jail for theft, but it's... Probably not. They're probably not going to be swapping Christmas cards this year.
No.
And being invited over for
I'd be worried about the friend finally finding me.
True.
You kind of got to basically change your whole circle of friends at that point.
See, this is why I don't like Artex. My damn sippy cup is leaking. Ugh.
Did you get back booze on your shirt?
No, it's running down my beard. Either that or I just can't. Anyway, I'm struggling tonight. All right, story number five comes to us.
Maybe the rice will soak it up.
I know. Yeah, that's funny, Joel. From 41NBC.com, a Florida man faces 20 years for possession of counterfeit $100 bills. Now, Joel, let me do a little, who investigates counterfeiting in the United States of America?
That would be the Secret Service.
That is correct, my friend. A Florida man pled guilty in Macon today and is facing up to 20 years in prison for possessing counterfeit $100 bills. 27-year-old Trinoris Lamar Jackson pled guilty to one count of possession of counterfeit money during a video teleconference hearing Wednesday. So, yeah, we're doing videos. Video conferencing.
They would do that before too. They would.
Oh, did they? Except
the judge would be in the regular courtroom, so they wouldn't have to transport the prisoners to the courthouse. They would just have them set up on CCTV or a webcam or something. You could see, there's videos of the guys in the orange jumpsuits just, at the jail talking to the judge on camera.
Oh,
that was happening before, but
okay.
I think they're doing a lot more often now.
Jackson is facing...
You better hope that your lawyer shows up with a shirt on, though.
That's true. Jackson is facing... Oh, do you see they're doing... they did the first Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court arguments.
I did see that.
And there was a toilet flushing in the background.
I did not see that.
Jackson is facing up to 20 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 3 years supervised release.
Was it RBG or was it Kavanaugh? Because he likes beer, so he's got to pee a lot, but she's old, so.
I don't know. She's in a hospital.
She's got something going on. Infection.
Jackson will be sentenced on August the 5th. There is no parole in the federal system. Perry police officers first discovered counterfeit money during a traffic stop on April the 25th, 2018.
Oh, they're quick about charging this guy.
Oh, I know, right? The following day, officers conducted a legal search of Howard Johnson Motel Room in Perry, the Hojo.
Yeah, they. This is like the second time
in
a month that we've mentioned the Howard Johnson Motel.
During the search, officers found a small amount of suspected marijuana, three pairs of scissors.
What the fuck are the scissors? You could have. I've got three pairs of scissors in my desk drawer.
And more counterfeit $100 bills. Unless he did them in sheets and was cutting them up. All of the bills were printed on normal printer paper and had been hidden under the mattress of one of the beds in the room.
A rookie mistake.
A large portion of the bills were uncut, though some of them had already been cut out. So they were just printing them on...
Hence the scissors.
They were printing them on paper, just regular paper.
That's a rookie mistake. You either got to get the good, high-quality cotton paper, or...
Even then, you don't have the watermark, though.
Well, yeah, with a $100 bill, you want to have the right watermark. But if you go with a 20 or a 10, they're not typically going to check those. So you could get a cotton resume paper, and it feels close enough that if you roll it in the dirt and crumple it up.
You need to put it in the dryer. Times,
yeah, it'll pass.
Put in the dryer with some stones, like stone washed it.
You don't want to ruin the dryer, but
pumice, not rocks.
Okay, pumice. But if you're doing hundreds. You want to take a $1 bill and you want to bleach it, and so you've got the right kind of paper, and when they use the pen on it, it's going to work right, and then you can just print on that paper. It takes a lot longer to do that, though, so I can see he was being lazy.
That's interesting, Joel, how you know all of this.
I worked at Kinko's. I got lots of training.
From the Kinko's, okay.
On what people do to try to get away with it. So
Jackson, who was...
But if you look at a dollar bill, like I'm going to get, actually, I don't have any cash on me. But if you look at a dollar bill, there's a pattern of like yellow circles on it. If you look closely at it, and if that pattern is detected when you're scanning it, like Photoshop will not scan that $100 bill or whatever into the program because it detects what they call as a counterfeit constellation.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yep.
Jackson,
and I bet you never noticed it. Any of our listeners too never noticed the pattern of yellow circles on currency. And it's on euros, it's on dollar bills. It's like something that they've done like worldwide.
Done?
Yeah.
That good? Okay. Just make sure before I
want to make sure
here.
We can end up in the education section of iTunes too.
Oh, is that it? Okay, yeah. And visited by the Secret Service for you giving out information on how to counterfeit.
This is all public knowledge.
Fair enough. Jackson, who was serving a federal probation sentence for counterfeiting, was taken into custody and taken to the Houston County Jail.
At least he's consistent.
He's a Florida man, but Houston County, we have Houston County in Florida? Or is this Texas?
No, this took place in Georgia, actually.
Yeah, Macon, right?
But he's from Florida.
Okay. The transporting officer discovered shredded pieces of a counterfeit $100 bill in the backseat of the vehicle.
If it's shredded, that's not what, defacing. You can't pass that.
Oh, counterfeit though. Okay. There is a federal law against defacing U.S. currency though, isn't it?
It's only coins when you try to make the coin a different denomination. That's the only thing that can get you defacing. Is trying to make it a different denomination.
Because I saw a thing on TV that YouTube video that. Where people are, that the actual copper in a penny is worth more than the penny.
Yes.
And
the older
just,
pennies. The new ones have zinc in them, so it's...
Well, that's even then. They're taking the zinc, dissolving the zinc out, and then getting the actual copper.
Well, I think they should just do away with the penny entirely.
Well, then what are we going
to
do with the...
To the nearest 5 cents and call that sales tax.
True. The officer observed more pieces of counterfeit $100 bills being dropped behind Jackson as he walked from the patrol vehicle to the jail. So he's shedding this stuff as he walks.
It's just falling out.
Falling out, all right. Once in the jail, the officer searched Jackson and found more pieces of counterfeit $100 bills inside of his pant legs. The bills had been printed on regular printer paper and contained two of the same serial numbers that were on the bills found in the motel room.
That's just lazy. Yes, yeah. Lazy.
In all, the Perry Police Department recovered more than $30,000 in counterfeit bills. Jackson has multiple convictions out of Hillsborough County, Florida, including a 2016 felony conviction of uttering a forged bill and grand theft, and a 2017 conviction for possessing counterfeit money. So not his first rodeo.
He didn't learn his lesson, did he?
Not his first rodeo. Jackson was convicted on May the 29th, 2019, in the Middle District of Florida for passing counterfeit money and was sentenced to 3 years probation and 6 months house arrest. His probation was later revoked in the Middle District of Florida to a term of 8 months in prison for violating the terms of his probation and house arrest. That sentence is set to run consecutively to his sentence in the present case.
Whew. Consecutively, so that means it'll run after this or before.
Right. Together.
No. Consecutive is in a row. Concurrently.
Right, together. Oh.
At the same time.
What's the difference?
One of them is at the same time and one of them is one after the other.
Right after the other.
Yeah, so that means
he'll well, you end one and start the other.
If he did it concurrently, he would like say you got a 3 year three-year sentence and a 1 year sentence, you would get out after 3 years. But if you did it consecutively, you would get out after 4 years.
I'm just going to take your word for it because you're making my brain hurt.
Story number six. Florida man returns $20,000 after his customer loses the cash. This comes to us from WPTV.com. They say actions speak louder than words. One Riviera Beach, Florida man who will be remembered for his honesty helped save a local business. It's a wash and wax job that James Stratford will never forget. Quote, he asked me to clean the truck, so before he got to the truck, I said, hey, whatever you want, you take with you. Whatever is in here goes in the trash. He said, okay, no problem, says Stratford, who owns My 5 Mobile Detailing. A few hours after he was done cleaning Russell Meir's car, he got a phone call from Meir about money he lost. Yeah, you know, that's always the thing. Blame the cleaning guy.
Yeah.
Or blame the cleaning lady when something was missing.
Here we go.
Quote, what kind of money are you talking about? So he said $20,000 and I jumped. I jumped straight to my feet, said Stratford. Meir owns several gas stations and convenience stores in the area. He was going to deposit the cash, but forgot three bags full of money under the passenger seat of his car before handing it over to Stratford for a wash. Quote, I almost had a heart attack, to be honest. I could not pay my employees. I couldn't keep the doors open. I don't know what I'd do, said Meir. Meir looked in a dumpster where Stratford told him he threw away some of the trash bags. He found one bag, but the other two were still missing. After searching, Stratford found them in a garbage can nearby where he typically dumps trash. Quote, in the coronavirus, when nobody's working, you know what $20,000 could have did for me and my family, said Stratford. But this father of five says, after an early life full of bad choices, the decision was easy. Quote, you got to plant the seeds how you want it to grow. All my life, I've been in the streets, in and out of prison, so I'm tired of that, said Stratford. The new me says, be honest and give it back, and that's what I did. Quote, not a single bill was missing. I almost cried right away. I almost cried, said Meir. God is watching us, and as much as I like to see, I hope our community gets better. Honesty is important nowadays, unquote. As a thank you, Stratford and his family now have 1 year of unlimited soda, Slurpees, or anything at Meir's gas stations.
Anything at gas stations? I'll take the gas.
Yeah, seriously.
Sass and pistachio.
Fill her up.
Damn. So we actually have ended the night on a good story from a Florida man.
Yep.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
Well, that's the show this week, folks. Please subscribe to Florida Men wherever you're hearing us right now or at floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe.
And please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. We'll read your review on the show, and it really helps us get found by new listeners.
We are at Florida Men Pod on all the social media thingies. Our email is floridamenpodcast@gmail.com, and our voicemail is 567-432-9674. Oh, we got an email. I got to read the email. All right. We got an email here. Hey, guys. Thank you for keeping the show going. It's always a pleasure listening to your stories from the Sunshine State. I heard that true crime podcasts generally are losing listeners in the last weeks. Hope your numbers are fine. Anyway, you got plenty of patrons, including myself, so I trust you're doing just fine. All the best, Chris, a.k.a. Koneth.
We've dropped a little bit, but I guess... From what I hear, comedy podcasts are still doing fine during the pandemic. People want to be entertained. So, yeah, we haven't really – we're doing good on our recurring listeners. It's just new listeners. We really haven't added many lately. So, but, yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Thanks, brother. Now, yep. Koneth is the one that – is that the one overseas?
Yeah, he's in Germany.
Germany. Dankeschön. Is that a word?
It's a couple of them.
It's a couple of them. What does that mean in German?
Thank you.
Thank you. I did it good, right?
Yeah.
Suck it, Matthew, from Martian Estate. I got it right. Yeah. All I remember is all I can think about is what was the freaking 80s movie?
Ferris Bueller's
Dankeschön.
All right. If you want to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list, or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/Florida Men. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/Florida Men. Links to all three of those are in the show notes.
Oh, I got it. I got a Apple TV notification. Hang on. This is important. A new episode of The Secret Skinwalker Ranch is now on Hulu.
Sweet. Skinwalker Ranch.
Yes. You ever watch this show?
No. I've heard of the Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah, they're doing it. It's the guy that's been on a bunch of different science shows and stuff that they got him out there doing stuff now. This is freaky ass shit.
Who is it?
I don't know.
I'll have to Google that.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wally.
And at the Tampa tier, Colin, David, Jason, Kat, Michael D, Michael M, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Patrick, Randy, Roxanne, and Julia.
At the Tallahassee tier, we have our friends Allison, Koneth, Erica, Heather, woohoo, JP, June, Kurt, Matthew from Washington State, Nicole, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Sarah, Taya, Tony, and Stephanie. And our newest Patreon, Mr. Toms.
A.K.A. What? Nateen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, thank you, Nateen. At the Daytona tier, Jessica, Katie, Kim, and Mia.
At the Orlando tier, we have Steve and Danielle, our good friends we spent this past weekend with. At the Miami tier, we have Wicked Spades, the Space Coasties, and my boy Travis.
And this week, our Patreon bonus story is about a Florida man who snapped a secret pic at Wawa, and you can only hear it if you are one of our Patreon subscribers.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and Sheltered in Place Studios in Bonita Springs, Florida, and mixed on a private island in Disney World.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, kiss my quarantined ass.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
Is it over hard?
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.